Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When you have Russell Dickerson as your co-headliner for KSON's Country Fest, like we did Saturday at Viejas Casino and Resort, of course you got to ask him about his social media. Like, the video he posted of his son eating butter and his time at a Taylor Swift concert and all his friendship bracelets. And of course, John has to notice how buff he is.
Bro, you buff than you were last time. What
really?
Are you lifting nowadays?
Dude, I don't even know.
Babies? I'm not,
but yeah, babies. Babies is what it is.
That'll give you some muscle.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really do the ego lift. I don't max out. I just kind of get up every morning, lift some heavy things, and get on with my day.
Is it like gym workout or is it like Rocky IV workout where you're like handling logs and paint cans and stuff like that?
Paint cans?
Because those go together, logs
and
paint
cans. A little bit of both. Yeah. A little bit of both. We live out in the woods, so sometimes it's chopping wood.
Sure.
Sometimes it's running up our hill, you know?
Yeah.
But other times, yeah, it's a cable machine and slinging weights and babies and trying to get five squats in when I can and there.
Now, speaking of babies, what's the deal with your son and the butter?
Oh, my gosh.
First of all, he had a good one. Kerrygold is a good butter.
Right.
But I have one even better for you that I'll share with you.
Yeah.
That once you have this butter, you'll never go back to anything
Tammy's
else.
Tammy's a big butter person.
Is it the Amish roll?
No. I'll have to
big
grab
fan.
My phone and show you. I took a picture of it. It's from Belgium, and it has sea salt flakes in it. It's the best thing you've ever had in your
now
life.
Now you're preaching. Now you're preaching.
Yeah. And if your son gets a hold of that, he'll definitely be eating that.
Yeah, we're an animal-based family.
Right?
Try to be, you know, as much as possible. But yeah, he's just that was completely unprompted.
Are we really talking butter
well,
right now?
Well, my two middle kids used to do the same thing. They'd come going by the cupboard, and they would just reach up and run their fingers over the butter dish and then eat it. Yeah.
So good.
It's
so good.
I love your friendship bracelets, man. What inspired those?
Oh, dude, I know. They're just stacking up. They're stacking up. My wife got me a couple. A couple are from like a fitting, and then this is from a fan. This is my word for the year. It's gusto.
Gusto.
The gusto.
Yeah, man. Sure.
Which means enthusiastic enjoyment.
Right.
And so that's how I'm trying to live this year, with enthusiastic enjoyment.
Well, you were definitely doing that at the Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, heck yeah, we were. That's where this all started.
Okay.
You post one Taylor Swift video and everybody brings you a Swiftie bracelet.
Right.
So here we are, but I'm stacking them. I mean, this is 1/100th of what I've been given.
More with Russell Dickerson and the rest of our KSON Country Fest artists throughout the show this morning. All of our interviews are on video, and you can check them out for yourselves on KSON's Facebook page. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. When you lose your voice at Country Fest, it means you're not at work Monday morning. John and Tammy, missing John, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Maybe he did it on purpose because he doesn't like anything that has to do with the royal family. And, of course, we're going to talk about Kate Middleton, who put out the video announcing her cancer diagnosis.
Yeah. I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you personally for all the wonderful messages of support and for your understanding whilst I've been recovering from surgery. It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family. In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team therefore advised that I should undergo a course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment.
So here's the thing. No one has to share, in my opinion. If they have health issues, they say it's health issues. It's mine. It's private. This whole debacle could have been avoided had someone not had that stupid idea to make that fake picture with her kids. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what I was thinking, too. This whole thing could have been avoided.
It totally could have. And
the palace did not protect her.
No.
Frankly, they have a history of not protecting women, except for the queen, when she was around.
Yeah.
And they'll throw them under the bus, making her take the blame for that edited photo.
Right.
Which There's no way she's the one.
We know she didn't do it.
Yeah.
You just know. I'm sorry. When you're a princess, you're not doing your own photography and editing your own stuff. I get why she didn't want to talk about it. She's got children. She wants to, you know, sit down with them and discuss everything. So, you know what? Just say she's dealing with some health stuff. She's fine. Or just take a dang picture of her. She didn't look terrible in her video. You could have just taken a regular photograph.
Well, what's so weird, too, is when she was first announced the abdominal surgery, they said, but don't worry, it's not cancer. That's what the palace straight up said.
Right.
If there was a chance there could have been cancer, maybe not have said that.
Exactly. It's just they're causing their own drama.
Yes.
Causing their own drama. I feel for her. I really do.
I do, too. Oh, and my heart broke for her in that video.
Yeah.
But also, by the way, for her to do that video by herself, how strong is she?
Yeah.
Whole new respect for her.
Why couldn't they have just taken a picture of her? She looked fine. You know, I'm not commenting on her health part. I'm just saying she looked fine. There was nothing wrong with the way she looked that they couldn't have just taken a damn picture and then put that out.
Yeah. Why did they have to edit it?
It was just stupid. Just stupid. Meantime, just because John isn't here doesn't mean you don't have the chance to win tickets to Legoland California to check out the all new Dino Valley. Do so right now by calling 833-287-1037. Just for taking me on, you're going to automatically get tickets to Legoland California. But if you beat me, you'll also win $100. So call right now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, 833-287-1037. It was so great to see so many people who said a little rain isn't going to stop us from having a great night, which we did at KSON's Country Fest Saturday night at Viejas Casino and Resort. All of our interviews are on KSON's Facebook page. This was some of our time with new artist Brian Martin.
KSON Country Fest 2024. We've had better weather in the past, but so far so good. We're going to get dry. We're going to pass out ponchos, and we're going to meet another up-and-coming superstar in this format, Mr. Brian Martin, who's been busy opening for an unknown named Morgan Wallen and now has graced us with his talent. It's so nice to see you again, pal.
Man, it's good, man. I'm sober. 46 days now, so.
Oh, I got it. Let me high five you for that.
No alcohol, so I'm a little bit more loose.
Yeah.
Than I usually are.
Well, and by the way, if you do see Brian with a bottle, it's NA beer. Yeah, just because he was walking by with it. He's like, it's NA beer. It's all good. It's all good. Thank you for being here tonight. We're super excited to have you. And I have to tell you, last night I was doing a last chance ticket giveaway. And one of the girls who signed up to win, she came up to me and she said, if there's any way I can meet Brian Martin, I've been so excited about him coming to Country Fest. And I love it when someone is a huge fan, when someone is new to a lot of people, that's the person that needs to meet you. So
yes, ma'am. I appreciate that. I'd love to meet as many people as I can while I'm here. You know, like I said, throw me a $20 bill. I'll sign anything you want. We'll go put it in the roulette machine, huh?
I'm the same way. And no one's ever thrown me a dollar. Not even a dollar,
bro. Dance on the street and put out a KSO inside of y'all too.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
So Brian, I'm really touched by how you just started out this conversation, because your music is so raw and so honest, as is your life. When you were on the air with us a couple months ago when we introduced Country Fest, I mean, you let us all know it's but a grace of God that you're even on this planet right now that got you back into, okay, I'm not losing my family because I'm performing. I'm supporting my family because I'm performing. You are a walking, talking, breathing example of the fact that we all have stumbles. We all have hurdles. And your talent is so beyond whatever hurdles you had to get over. You faced them. You're open about them. And you're, again, here tonight gracing us with your talent.
Well, thank you, brother. It's been a stumbling block for a long time. I think I have like a self-destruction period where I go a long time. I'm coasting, I'm doing good, and I think I get a little complacent, and then I'll fall off in a dip, and then I'll pick up drinking or something like that. So this time I just realized that I've been blessed with a lot of opportunities, and to be on y'all's radio show and to be on y'all's radio station and to have people that like you said, come up to you and want to meet me. And I want to be a good example for people. I want to be somebody that's actually living, breathing proof of some of the songs that I wrote back when I was sober before. And now to be on that stage and sing some songs like Lost, and to have songs like Addiction out there, and to know that I was still battling a newfound addiction. I really truly believe that I've got to be an example for my fans, because that's what I want to be. You know?
Well, I think you're also a great example of something that kind of weighs on me sometimes, because I worry about kids in this day and age where people get canceled or people get shut out right away because they make a mistake. And one of the things of growth is that you can't grow if you don't make a mistake or take a wrong turn or do something wrong or fall off where you want to be. But to teach kids that, you know what? Everybody has that way to grow and get better and get back on. And the second chance, third chance, fourth chance, it doesn't matter. Oh, yeah. And I think it's important for children to learn that to grow, we all have to go through things. And it's okay. Don't be canceling people because they made a mistake.
You know? Can't grow until you know.
It's yeah. true.
You
it's
don't
true.
Learn, and you don't learn nothing winning. So
right.
You have to fall a couple of times. You
know? Have it's a great be a good time, man. We know you will.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all again for having me. And I appreciate y'all. And it's just good to be back.
More with Kimberly Perry, Chase Beckham, Russell Dickerson, and Chris Young coming up. All the interviews again are on KSON's Facebook page. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Brenda is in Escondido. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We wish John was here, but having no voice, it does not work when you work in radio.
No, that's kind of hard.
But you are still going to take me on in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And the first thing you have to do, Brenda, is kick me out of the studio.
Tammy, you know what to do. Find a spot to hang out.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Brenda, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100. Thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. And just a reminder, Brenda, all ties go to Tammy.
I'm here.
All right, here we go. Jake Gyllenhaal's remake of Roadhouse is currently airing on Prime. Who was the star of the original Roadhouse?
Patrick Swayze.
Jack Black is ready for a School of Rock sequel, but only if original writer Mike White is involved. What was Jack's actual name in School of Rock? Dewey or Ned?
Oh, I'll say Ned.
Finn Wolfhard gets slimed in Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and he says, quote, "It really didn't taste like anything. It was almost like minty thick water." Finn plays Mike Wheeler in what awesome Netflix series?
No idea.
Gavin Rosdale wishes he has more of a connection with Gwen Stefani for their kid's sake, and it sounds like he's blaming her. He says, quote, "I go to a lot of events where there's the other team, so to speak." What rock band that is still around is Gavin the frontman for?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
That's okay. And finally, during an appearance on Hot Ones, Gwyneth Paltrow remembered being babysat by Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer played a vampire in what classic horror comedy movie that also starred the Coreys, Corey Haim and Corey Feldman?
Oh, I'm not into those kind of movies. I don't know.
It's all right, Brenda. I will say right now, I did not write the questions. John did, so any blame goes to him.
Okay.
Got
sounds
it. Okay, good. Let's get Tammy back in. Tammy? Brenda, what you got going on today?
Well, I'm starting out driving my grandkids down to San Diego for school.
Oh, that's quite a drive from Escondido.
It is, yes. I'm ready to hit the road in a few minutes.
So. Oh, perfect. Well, let's get you going. Tammy, Brenda, hard questions, 1 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Jake Gyllenhaal's remake of Roadhouse is currently airing on Prime. Who was the star of the original Roadhouse?
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze is correct. Brenda also got that. It is 1-1. Jack Black is ready for a School of Rock sequel, but only if original writer Mike White is involved. What was Jack's actual name of School of Rock? Dewey or Ned?
Dewey.
Dewey is correct. Ned was the roommate that he was pretending to be. Brenda did not know that. It is 2-1, Tammy. Finn Wolfhard gets slimed in Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, and he says, quote, "It really didn't taste like anything. It was almost like thick, minty water." Finn plays Mike Wheeler in what awesome Netflix series?
I have absolutely no
idea. Stranger Things.
Oh.
You got to watch it, Tammy. One of these days, we're going to get you to watch it.
There's so many things to watch. I know. See.
Brenda did not know either. It is 2-1, Tammy. Gavin Rosdell wishes he had more of a connection with Gwen Stefani for their kids' sake. And it sounds like he's blaming her. He says, quote, "I go to a lot of events where there's the other team, so to speak." What rock band that is still around is Gavin the frontman for?
I believe that is Bush.
Bush is correct. Brenda did not know that. It is 3-1, Tammy. And finally, during an appearance on Hot Ones, Gwyneth Paltrow remembered being babysat by Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer played a vampire in what classic horror comedy movie that also starred the Coreys, Corey Haim and Corey Feldman?
The Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys is correct. Brenda did not know it, so we end with a score of 4-1, Tammy. Unfortunately, Brenda, that means you don't get any of her money, but you do get a great prize for you and those grandkids.
That's right. You have 4 tickets now to discover Dino Valley, where bricktastic Lego dinosaurs roam, now open at Legoland California Resort.
Hey, that is awesome. My grandson's birthday is coming up, and he said that's all he wants to do is go to Legoland.
Oh, so perfect.
That is perfect. He will be so excited.
All right, Brenda. Well, you have a great rest of your day. And before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Brenda in Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Is Kimberly Perry from the band Perry ready to have another baby? Maybe.
Country Fest 2024. It's going to be great. And we have, speaking of great, mm-hmm. one of the best voices in music and a longtime friend of John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show, Kimberly Perry. It's so great to see you again.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we're excited that you're here, too. And it's been a hot minute since we first met you. And
yes.
We were just talking just a moment ago about your very first show ever. How old were you?
I was 15. Reed was 10 and Neil was 8 years old.
That's crazy.
And we were a power kind of like trio, rock trios. I played electric. Neil was on drums.
Oh, wow.
He was like, he graduated all the way to mandolin. He always like was really cringed out over that. And he's like, I started out as the drummer and I ended on the mandolin. How did my life turn into this, you know?
All that talent in this family. It's so amazing. Were you, honest answer, were you a bossy older sister?
Yes.
Are you still?
I still am.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I had to get better over time at like when we practiced to not tell everybody what their part should be, you know?
Sure.
I remember my brothers had to sit me down as they got a little older. They're like, you know, we kind of do know what we're doing too. So mm-hmm. if you could sort of like not do the big sister thing for a second, we're
right.
good.
Right.
But just the nature of being in close quarters with your siblings.
Now you have a daughter of your own.
Son.
Oh, son. Oh, gosh.
No,
so
you're
sorry.
Fine. It could go either way. It's
right.
like
you had a 50-50 chance. So
I don't know why I was thinking girl. So what's going to happen when your child becomes bossy you when they're little?
Oh.
Because it's
going to
happen.
I'm actually really hoping that he's full of sass and spirit because I've been going through some of my old like childhood photos to compare like, does he look like me? Does he look like my husband?
Right.
And I was clearly like sassier than I remember. And I hope he has that spirit.
It's in the DNA. You come from
it
a
is.
Lot of talent. Are you, if your child wants to take mom's path,
yes.
uncle's path? Are you going to encourage that or say, what is wrong with you?
Every day, I'm always like, please, I did not learn everything about this business for no reason.
Right.
You know? I mean, my prayer for him is actually, I read this thing one time. It said, may his instrument be louder than mine. And so my prayer for him is like that his instrument, whatever that may be, is like 10 times louder than mine has been. He's a sweet boy.
Yeah. So bringing that in, what do you think will be the hardest thing for you? Let's just say he does go that path. What will be the hardest part of that for you?
I think just the fact that music can be elate you like nothing else, but it can also break your heart from time to time. And you really have to feel both sides of that to appreciate the big moments, you know? And it also gives you a lot to write about. It inspires your words and your melodies. But obviously none of us as parents want our kids to hurt. And so to really kind of, if he does go that path, to be there in those moments and spend some collected wisdom and go like, hey, what goes down rises again, you know? Yeah.
All right. Very personal question. You do not have to answer it if you don't want to. But do you think you'll have more children? And the reason I ask is because when we were talking, I just got this flash of this wild, curly-haired little girl. And I think that's why it just popped in my head that you had a daughter, because it seems so real to me. Just that moment. I swear, that's exactly what happened.
That is so crazy. So I'll share with you what her name's going to be if she does come. We've already named her. Like, we hope that we're going to have a daughter.
This is so sweet.
You did feel it.
This is breaking news.
I'm like, is she with us already? We don't know. We're going to name her Cherry Bell Costello. Isn't that the cutest thing?
It's a great name. I wild hair, just bright-eyed wild child in a good way.
I can't wait.
I totally saw
mini
it. Totally saw it. Swear. I swear.
It's legit a mini you. That is so great. I'm in awe of watching this conversation right now. I kind of feel like an outsider.
I know. I get really emotional when you said that.
I know.
Because we definitely want number two as part of our plan. Got to tour for a year, though.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Like, we got to get 1 year touring under the belt. And
not to get even more personal, but do you think Tammy just kind of like saw into your inner...
I don't know. I'll keep you posted.
Is there a doctor here?
Yeah.
We're going to test right now. Let's make sure this happens.
I have to say that she's coming because I really believe that children's souls pick their parents. And if they have to wait, they wait. But she's there.
That's precious.
I totally feel her and see her.
You heard it here.
I'm keeping
Yeah, please
so
do.
So listen, when you make the announcement in a few months... Remember who kind of impregnated you in a weird, weird way.
My good luck charms.
Thank you.
Of course, the full interview is up on KSON's Facebook page. More with our KSON Country Fest artist from Saturday at Viejas Casino and Resort. Coming up, 5 great performances Saturday night at Viejas Casino and Resort for KSON's Country Fest. So great to see so many of you who showed up and just had a blast. It was also cool because we got the opportunity to finally meet in person American Idol winner and Southern California native Chase Beckham.
Dude, it is so great to meet you in person finally. I'm not sure I've ever interviewed anybody as cool looking as you look right now.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me rock on.
It's because he's wearing the sunglasses.
It's the whole look. I love my favorite color is black.
Thank
you. The boots rock.
Thank you.
I wish I had hair I can pull that off. There's so much I want to say right now, but
thanks,
it would embarrass me and more so embarrass you. And maybe want you to cancel the set tonight. I don't want to do any
of
that.
No, we don't want to do that.
No, you got a good vibe. You got a good look,
Thank you so much. I try.
So you've had such a whirlwind the last couple of years, bro. I mean, everything is happening for you right now. Are you able to appreciate it or are you just working so hard?
I feel like now I've had more time than ever to kind of, you know, sit down and actually process a lot of things. You know, I got right on the road. I started writing songs, started recording and doing everything I could to try to keep my career going and stay relevant after the show. From driving a forklift in Riverside, you know, every day to, you know, touring the world and stuff. And yeah, it's just real, really cool to see how far we've come.
So I don't want to focus on Idol too much, but I do have a lot of questions about that. Was there a lot of catfighting? Was there a lot of jealousy? Was there a lot of oh my God, I cannot stand that person? Or was it one big, happy camaraderie, family all on the same journey together? And please be honest.
I mean, I think anytime you put 40 artists or, you know, people some people have artist complex or, you know, you have we call it LSD, lead singer disease. And, you know, some people have that. And I think if you put, you know, 40 of them in a room, you're kind of bound to get some of that with some people. But to be honest, I think a lot of us were really just so in that season especially, just kind of captured by everyone's stories and like hearing where everybody came from. And you know, for me, I was in a really bad part of my life whenever I was doing that, and I was able to kind of, you know, bring myself out of a really bad place by going on that show. Just hearing a lot of other people's stories, where they came from and like what they were dealing with, and you know, in a time where I felt really alone, I got to connect with like a lot of other incredible musicians who, you know, a lot of them I still call my friends today. And yeah, it was a great experience. I think it definitely speaks to the show and the judges on there and program of how much they actually, you know, care and push the artists. Like, you know, I've toured with Luke multiple times, toured with him last year for 40 plus shows, and we're touring with him again this year. And you know, Luke's done a lot of things for me after the fact that he, you know, did not have to do. And yeah, you just, it kind of goes to show like how much they actually care about putting out good artists, good music, and letting a lot of kids honestly come on and sing their own songs, I think is really cool.
Right. Well, and Luke's a good soul.
Yeah.
He truly is a really good soul, a big-hearted person.
Yeah, he's one of the good ones.
Yeah, very much so.
Go have some fun. We know you will.
I will. Thank you guys
so
much.
Thanks, Chase.
Thank you.
So sweet, so fun. And all of our interviews, by the way, can be found on KSON's Facebook page. More from our time at Country Fest on Saturday coming up. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. When we last spoke with Russell Dickerson before KSON's Country Fest on Saturday, we had a plan. But unfortunately, that plan didn't come together.
So I have to say that I'm very sorry that what we had planned couldn't work out because of the weather. The rain made it too dangerous. Remember, we were going to get roller skates. We talked about this, how much we loved Usher's performance at the halftime show and how he was in skates.
And we were going to do it.
And I wanted to get you skates.
We were
going
to do it.
They wouldn't let us do it. You know, I understand.
So when we talked to you about this, you said that you had X Games rollerblade skills. Were you being facetious or is that true? Are you really that good of a blader?
Yeah, no, I am. I could do some tricks. I'm trying to look up. Like, I could grind off this tail, but I may know. I wish I would have spent my time skateboarding because that's way cooler and, like, way more usable these days, you
sure.
know, to carry around a skateboard than, like, carry around rollerblades.
Yes.
Spent a lot of my time rollerblading in my teenage years. And, you know, broke things and sprained things, but, like, literally all the time. My friends had ramps in their driveways. We would just rage.
So, Russell, we've had lots of conversations with you, and now you are established. You're a headliner. You're doing your thing.
Oh.
What, if you could go back in time to the first time we interviewed you, what would you tell yourself then that you know now?
Ooh. I would have told myself, and maybe this was even before that, I would have told myself to chill out on the touring and write.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because I feel like if you have the songs, everything else will fall into place
sure.
a lot easier. Because once you have the songs, then I think is when you go out and tour.
Do you feel you missed out of good material because of that?
I mean, who knows?
Right.
Maybe. I'm not losing sleep about it because here we are.
Yeah.
But maybe I did do the right thing. You never know. But I will say I put everything I have on my performance. I'll put me up against anybody.
Well, and that's a big skill because, and I'm not going to say anybody's name. I'm not calling anybody out. But there are times that people say, yeah, I love their music, but their shows are boring. So, I mean, you have to have that to have that success. And no one walks away from your show feeling like they weren't entertained.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen.
Yeah. Everybody is going to leave here a Russell Dickerson fan. And so many times now, people come up to me after the show and they're like, oh my God, we saw you with Thomas Rhett and now here we are at your show. And so glad I saw you with FGL. I saw you with Lady A. I saw you with whoever I opened for. I live out here. I love it.
Russell, thank you for being a part of the show.
Oh,
and
heck yeah.
I can't wait to see you on stage. It's we know you're going to bring it and it's just going to be a fabulous night.
And dude, you bounce around out there.
Be careful.
The rain has stopped, but it's still slick.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
I don't want you to slip anything. I don't want you to pull anything.
I need to get some towels.
Yeah. I mean, Tammy will take care of that.
I need to get some ShamWows.
Some ShamWow. My God, I haven't heard that in forever.
Let's get the ShamWow. Let's get the Garden Weasel.
Yes.
Let's get every
Chia Pet. Yes.
The Chia Pet. And that's a mulch, and that's beneficial to your garden.
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Dude, you bring it every time. Have a great show. Thanks for being here with us tonight.
Hey, thank you guys for taking the time.
We still have some time to share with Chris Young and all of our interviews with our artists from KSON's Country Fest Saturday at Viejas can be found on KSON's Facebook page. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got five. about pop culture. Questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy. College of Hollywood knowledge.
Rosa's in Lemon Grove for the college. Good morning, Rosa.
Hi, good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. Sorry that John's not here, but he doesn't have a voice, so, you know, we have to make do.
I hope he gets better.
He will. And you still get to play me in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. But before we do that, Rosa, you got to kick me out of the studio.
Tammy, can you please step out?
You betcha. Good luck, hon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Rosa, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you'll win $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, visit a garage door and gate store.com. And just a reminder, Rosa, all ties go to Tammy.
Okay.
Disney Channel has officially ordered the Wizards of Waverly Place sequel, according to Variety. The original star will executive produce and guest appear in the series. Who is she?
Nicole Kidman.
Actress Jessica Chastain and NFL Hall of Famer Peyton Manning both celebrated a birthday over the weekend. Who's older, Jessica Chastain or Peyton Manning?
Peyton Manning.
Speaking of Peyton Manning, what insurance company is he a longtime spokesperson for?
Liberty.
True or false, Matt Damon was always the choice to play Private Ryan in Saving Private Ryan.
True.
And finally, Reese Witherspoon turned 48 over the weekend. Reese Witherspoon co-stars with Jennifer Aniston on the Apple TV show The Morning Show. What is the name of the fictional TV network that they do The Morning Show on?
Pass. I'm not sure.
That's okay. Let's get Tammy back in. Sorry about that, Rosa. I will say that I did not write the questions. John did, and these are super hard, so we can go ahead and blame him because he's not here.
Thank you so much.
Tammy, Rosa did 1 out of 5 today.
Okay, all right.
Tammy, Disney Channel has officially ordered the Wizards of Waverly Place sequel, according to Variety. The original star will executive produce and guest appear in the series. Who is she?
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez is correct. It is 1-0, Tammy. Actress Jessica Chastain and NFL Hall of Famer Peyton Manning both celebrated birthdays over the weekend. Who's older, Jessica or Peyton?
I'm going to guess Peyton.
Peyton is correct. Just by 1 year, he's 48. Jessica Chastain turned 47. It is 2-1, Tammy. Speaking of Peyton Manning, what insurance company is he a longtime spokesperson for?
Nationwide is on your side.
There you go. You got it. Rosa did not know that. It is 3-1, Tammy. True or false, Tammy? Matt Damon was always the choice to play Private Ryan in Saving Private Ryan.
I believe that's false.
False is correct. Apparently, the first choice was Neil Patrick Harris, but Steven Spielberg decided he wanted to go with somebody that was a little more of a newcomer, so they went with Matt Damon. Rosa did not know that. It is 4-1, Tammy. And finally, Reese Witherspoon turned 48 over the weekend. Reese Witherspoon co-stars with Jennifer Aniston on the Apple TV show The Morning Show. What is the name of the fictional TV network that they do The Morning Show on?
Oh, my God.
This one's way too hard.
Can I just do this?
Yeah. Blame John. The UBA network.
Okay. That's a hard one.
Yeah, that's a real hard one. So unfortunately, Rosa, we end with a score of 4-1. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but you are going to get a really fun prize just for playing.
Rosa, you now have 4 tickets to Legoland California, where you can discover Dino Valley, where the Lego dinosaurs roam.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, Rosa. And before you leave, I do need you to say this.
Hi, I'm Rosa Lemon Grove, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Chris Young's 9th studio album was released on Friday, a day before KSON's Country Fest. And he was so excited to share this music with you.
I really was just trying to find a lot of things that I wanted to say. There's the love songs and the sexy songs, but there's also party songs, and there's a song about my dad and about my dog. And I think I just was trying to pour out a little more of myself on this record.
So we were so excited that he was headlining KSON's Country Fest. And man, y'all didn't let a little rain stop you from enjoying some great music. Brian Martin was fantastic, as of course was Kimberly Perry. Chase Beckham, Russell Dickerson just pumped that crowd up for when Chris Young hit the stage. Oh.
go on and up.
And many of you were probably wondering why Chris Young was sitting on a chair for his very first song of the night. Unfortunately, Chris Young threw his back out the night before.
Well, I'm good. If you're wondering why I'm sitting down, I threw my back out yesterday in the gym. I was like, dang it. That old, come on, man. But this is about the most pain I've been in a very long time. So I was not going to miss this show for anything. This is obviously the last weekend of my new album, so I wanted to be out here for you guys and play y'all the show anyway. So,
I mean, this guy, imagine you being in the worst pain you've ever been in your life. That's what he shared on the stage. And yet he still came out and played and played and played. Yes, he was sitting on a chair, but who cares? Chris Young brought his headline game to KSON's Country Fest. Super proud of him. I can't even imagine. I just don't see the average artist doing that. Most of us would be like, no, I'm in too much pain. I'm not going to work. But like Chris said, I mean, he wanted to be there. He wanted you guys to hear his brand new album that he just released on Friday. And he headlined KSON's Country Fest. I couldn't believe how long he played. I mean, John kind of lost his voice. He's not here today. Just saying. Although not having a voice wouldn't have been a good thing. Chris wouldn't have been able to sing, and John can't talk. So that's why I'm here by myself. Anyway, thank you all for coming and saying hi. Thank you all for taking pictures. Thank you all for just having an absolute blast. We can't wait to host another KSON Country Fest. And all of our backstage interviews can be found on KSON's Facebook page. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Man, our next big show is going to be Boots in the Park, April 6th at Waterfront Park. And we are excited to get you backstage with an ultimate Boots in the Park experience. Just go to KSON.com right now and sign up for the opportunity to play cornhole with Scotty McCreary, then take the game home after he autographs it. Oh, and then you'll mosey up onto Lee Bryce's bus, have a beverage or two while he plays you some live music. How awesome is that? This is going to be a great show. Thomas Rhett is the headliner. Lee Bryce is there along with Scotty McCreary, Rhett Akins, Alana Springsteen, and these guys, Low Cash. Get yourself signed up right now for that experience at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.